Well, as our community gets through the coronavirus outbreak, there are a lot of organizations here in our area that are really stepping up their efforts to help people in need, as that need, as you can imagine, is only continuing to grow. One of the great organizations all the time in our community that's stepping up their efforts and that needs our help more than ever now is the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill. They provide housing to the families of pediatric patients who are getting care at UNC hospitals, and they're now having to do it without volunteers, or certainly with less now than they typically have. So all the more need and all the more reason why we should be stepping up our efforts to help them. We're joined on the phone by the executive director of the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill, Heather Shanahan, and you can get more, by the way, online at rmhch.org. Heather, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, Aaron, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to give the community an update on how things are going here at the Ronald McDonald House.
So what is it like there right now? How is it for patients? How is it for families? And how is it for you and the staff?
Yeah, thank you. So we've made a lot of changes, as you can imagine. From a family standpoint, things moved pretty quickly last week as we made efforts to consolidate our footprint here at the house, moving from our new building that opened in 2015. Our first step was to close one of the kitchens so that we had less footprint and less that we needed to keep clean, and then also to move families together into our main building. So, you know, the first step was really to reduce space, but quickly after that, we moved to eliminate common areas. So that was a tough thing because we did have to close the kitchen. So what that means is that we are doing room service now, which is not something we normally do, but we are allowing families to eat in their rooms. We were able to get a refrigerator for every family to have in their room. We have a microwave up front at our guest services area, so if families need food heated up, we can do that for them. And then for dinners, then we line everyone up 6 feet apart, and they come and collect their meal and then eat it back in their room. So that's really kind of painful from the perspective of so much about our mission is bringing families together in a time when they're experiencing, you know, enormous difficulty with, you know, dealing with a child who's either ill or has an injury. And so, you know, losing that chance to come together to talk to other families who are going through the same experiences, to share meals together, it's been tough. That's really not what we're about. But at this point, our goal is keeping families safe.
How are the families holding up?
Oh, we've seen some tears, as you can imagine. You know, this is hard on everybody. And then, you know, you add to that, you're dealing with your child who's not doing well. And so, you know, that's been hard. But I would say, they've been amazingly resilient, amazingly supportive, you know, just understanding that all the decisions that we make right now are designed to keep everybody safe. So, you know, we're just the excessive cleaning that we're doing. We've got, you know, hand sanitizer stations set up all over. You know, I've seen families kind of take advantage of the fact that we've got, you know, our beautiful courtyard and just the chance to get outside. And I had one family literally running back and forth in front of the building outside of my window last week. So, you know, everybody's kind of getting their fresh air in as they can. But I'd say we've really come together as a Ronald McDonald House community here in the house to, you know, try to be strong as we go through this.
Speaking with Heather Shanahan, Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill. Again, find more on them at rmhch.org. So the situation with volunteers, obviously a lot of nonprofits are having to deal with the fact that a lot of volunteers are staying home, and that's something that, and tell me if I'm wrong, that's something that's now having to be policy at the house, right?
That is correct. So that was a policy that was enacted from our Ronald McDonald House Charities Global Office. I think it's something that makes a lot of sense. you know, a significant number of our volunteers do fall in the CDC guidelines in terms of being high risk. And so, you know, some folks had already made the decision to stay home on their own. And then, and of course, then we had to take it to the next step there. But we typically have anywhere from 100 to 150 volunteers that make this place run. So they do everything from helping to clean rooms and do laundry and cook meals, clean out refrigerators. I mean, we're definitely very heavily reliant on our volunteer squad. So, and we just miss them too. They're part of our community here. And so it's been tough not to have them here. You know, we've shifted and made things work, but I know we are eager to have them back, and I'm sure they're eager to be able to get out of their houses and come back too when we're all clear through this.
So in the meantime, you're having to do it all with what I know is a fairly small staff. How are you managing?
It's been fun. I can't say enough positive things about the amazing team that we have here and how incredibly dedicated everybody is to making sure that our families have the best possible experience and that we're able to support them. So, I'd say last week was particularly rough. We do have 6 of our 20 team members who fall in a high-risk category, so they were the first ones that we sent home. And so then we've just tried to stagger everybody else so that they're not coming in every day. You know, they're working remotely some and then coming in every few days or so to fill in operations shifts. But we had a lot of 10, 12, 13-hour days last week, and I think most of us worked about 13 days straight. So, you know, it's been tough, but we're making it happen.
Speaking with Heather Shanahan again, rmhch.org for more on the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill, one of the great organizations in our community all the time and especially now. So for people who are listening to this and want to help, how can we help? What do you need?
Well, the thing any nonprofit would tell you right now is that, you know, donations are super helpful. We are having to purchase meals in a lot of situations. We have certainly had generous support from our restaurant community as well that has donated or have offered meals at reduced rates, so we're really, really grateful for that. But, meals that we've purchased, cleaning supplies, all of those things. And we also had to cancel our Carolina Love Gala that was originally scheduled for March 21st. I should say we postponed, not canceled. So hopefully everybody will rally and join us August 1st. We have to believe that we'll be out of this by then. So those needs would be helpful. In addition, cleaning supplies are still hard to find. Normally we have those donated, so we don't have a resource for commercial cleaning supplies. We're out there just like everybody else is trying to find the Lysol wipes. So, if folks have extras that they have purchased, or if you run across some in the stores early in the morning and want to drop them off at the house, cleaning supplies, paper towels, we don't need toilet paper actually, but those things would be helpful. Snacks that we can offer to families to have in their rooms would be helpful. We also are partnering with our referring hospital partner, UNC. We've been running food over there for families as well. So I know I took a huge carload over for patients, or families that have patients in the NICU and PICU last week. We'll do it again tomorrow. So those shelf-stable snacks and food items are also really appreciated.
And you kind of mentioned this, but one really cool thing is even in the midst of all of this, you're also stepping up to help local restaurants by placing orders with them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We are all about some catering and not about some cooking when we can help it. Yeah, if we can avoid having to cook, that would be fantastic. That'd be one less thing, so sure. Yeah, we're very grateful for the restaurants that have pivoted and are, serving the community still. So I know things are really tough in that arena as well.
Speaking with Heather Shanahan, so as we get further into this, are you expecting the demand for housing in the house to grow?
We actually actually received directions from RMHC Global that we were not accepting any new families after March 21st for a period of 21 days. So we have partnered with local hotel groups. The Atma Hotel Group has been great in offering us reduced rates to send families, you know, for referrals there. So we are really at this point in a wait and see mode, just like the rest of the country, and hopeful that at the end of that 21-day period, we will have flatten the curve across the country and be able to accept new families again.
Is it easy enough for you to find hotel rooms for the families you have to turn away right now? I know some hotels are closing.
We haven't had any trouble to this point, so certainly grateful for that. You know, I think we also are seeing a reduction in scheduled surgeries, and really at this point, the hospital is only addressing critical needs with patients. So, you know, just in general, we've got, you know, fewer families coming in as well.
Speaking with Heather Shanahan again, rmhch.org for more on the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill. Anything else that people need to know, or anything else that you want people to know about what you're doing and how you're operating and how people can help right now?
You know, I think at this point I would just say thank you, because the outpouring that we've received from the community at this point, you know, people have been so generous with donations. UNC Health has been extremely supportive of us, you know, from folks who've donated mini fridges to food items to, you know, cleaning supplies dropped off at the front door in the middle of the night. You know, I can't, you know, of course, our restaurant partners, I can't thank the community enough for the outpouring of support. You know, I would just say as this extends on, you know, please don't forget about us, because I know, you know, we all get busy, and hopefully we all get back to normal sooner than we think.
rmhch.org, the website, for more information about the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill and how you can help. Heather Shanahan, thank you so much for being with us and for all you're doing.
Thanks, Aaron. Wash your hands.